This community update was brought to you by Euradio. About 390 million years ago, a fish died. But that isn't the end of its story. Fast forward to 2023. Dr. Melina Jobbins is observing some fragmented fossils from the 90s in the collections at the Manitoba Museum. However, at that time, there wasn't much material available on the newly described genus Elmocetus lundarensis to gain a good understanding of what it was like in life.
I went there to look at them, so back in 2023, and there were just a couple of drawers of them, so about three drawers with a couple of specimens in there. And it wasn't just Elmocetus, there were a bunch of other small specimens of fish. So there were maybe a handful of specimens of this animal, a handful of fossils of that fish. And I thought, okay, so either there's really not much of them, or it's just underexplored, which is, I suspected this was most likely.
Although it may not seem like it now, a significant portion of Manitoba's geological history was spent underwater. This has led to the province being a perfect place to find fossils of underwater creatures. So last year, Dr. Jobbins was granted access to the quarries in which these specimens were previously found, and luck was on her side. She made a major discovery in only about 30 minutes of searching.
So I went there last summer and then got to some of the quarries there, thanks to some people who granted access. And next thing I know, I'm checking out one of these quarry walls, just looking on the side of these quarry cliffs. And right there is a piece of placoderm just resting there, waiting to be discovered. Just waiting there like, hey.
Dr. Jobbins is a postdoctoral fellow at the University of Manitoba, researching Manitoba during the Devonian period, particularly the time around 380 to 390 million years ago. The new genus, named Lundarensis, is based on the area in which it was found, at Lake Manitoba, near Lundar. The placoderm was originally under a different name, and was first described by a University of Manitoba graduate student in 1996. This new discovery adds to the growing collection of material of these animals, and our understanding of one of our oldest ancestors with jaws.
So we do know it was likely a predator as well, because we have the jaw preserved, so we can tell that already. So the jaws are made of two main teeth, so one at the very front and one on the side, kind of like halfway across the functional part. And the rest of it is a blade, so we know that it has a double function. So the teeth will kind of do the puncturing, and the middle one will do the pulling because of the orientation. It points to the back of it, which is very characteristic for pulling things.
These jaws are incredibly important, explains Dr. Jobbins, as more research into placoderms can help provide a greater understanding of our origins.
Hopefully this can help us with understanding a bit further what placoderms have been used for, which is understanding the origins of jaws and teeth. So I'm going to use this in further research to understand how jaws evolved and as well as teeth evolved in the first place. So how they first originated and again, the early steps to get to what we have today.
Dr. Jobbins will be getting her hands dirty again, heading out into the field to find some more specimens and other fauna from this period. She will also examine other formations, some older and some younger, to observe how species have evolved over the eons. As for the fish that was poking out of the side of the quarry, you can find it in the Geological Science Museum in the Wallace Building on the Fort Garry campus at the University of Manitoba. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.